There are approximately 600 families living in hotels who lost their homes because of Hurricane Sandy. Those from Far Rockaway live in shelters near LaGuardia and JFK airports. At the end of the month, they are to be evicted from these hotels and placed in homeless shelters. This at a time when the number of people living in homeless shelters is at an all-time high. Sandy families are demanding an extension until affordable housing for Sandy victims is in place. That's why they rally in front of the Department for Homeless Services. It's in their power to grant an extension.
We're all to go to homeless shelters, you know, like we didn't have apartments before. And who wants to do that?
Sandy victim Carmen Perez is worried.
You know, you're living there with all different types of people. Addicts, pedophiles, rapists, you know, you have to worry about your children on a daily basis anyway. Now it goes up 10, 20, 50 times fold.
Perez's experience with the storm is shared by many. So is her frustration and her pain.
A lot of us are suffering. You know, you have a lot of us that are going for mental health, for Christ's sake, you know, who never witnessed nothing like this before. It was very traumatizing to look out your window and see the water coming towards your apartment. And you're like, what the? You know, like, what the hell am I going to go now? You know, you start seeing the water rise up to a certain level. And it's like, oh, wow. You know, you're thinking about your children. You know, how am I going to save my children? You're trying to find and stack things. You know, because that's what I was doing. I was on the third floor. But the minute I seen that water come, I said, I don't know how high this water's going to come. I started stacking things on top of the table. You know, everything was dark. You have to walk everywhere with a flashlight. You know, people were kicking people's doors open and robbing them. You know, so I had to let the dog off the leash, for Christ's sake, just for safety. You know?
All these months later, it was traumatic then. It's still traumatic, what you went through.
It's still traumatic. Naturally, you know, the water is gone now, you know. But we're still going through the same exact thing.
Mike check. All right, let's bring it in. Don't evict the victims. Don't evict the victims. Don't evict the victims. No justice.
No peace.
It's been six months since Hurricane Sandy devastated countless homes and neighborhoods. Alice Sapp lives in a hotel because her home was destroyed.
I still have no lights, no gas, no heat, no water. Mold is growing in the house. When I go in the house, I still have my dog there. I go and see him every other day to feed him and make sure he's okay. When I walk in that house, the house is so cold. It's colder in that house than it is outside.
And because Sandy families are averse to going into city shelters, the fear is some will return to mold-filled homes. Others, like Sharon Smith, are thinking of leaving the city.
Because they're giving us so many deadlines and it's too much pressure here to be dealing with the issues. We need an extension and we cannot get it.
Errol Riley, who also lost his home, says Sandy families were put into airport hotels and forgotten.
They put us in a hotel program out here in the first week of November. Once they put us out here, they just dropped us off out here. They didn't do nothing. Nobody came to bring us no food, no clothes, no monies for nothing. People lost everything. Everybody lost everything. We get out here for like 2 months. We out here fighting, begging for case management, begging for people to come out here to assist us, to help us.
Riley says hurricane victims can't get housing because they are low income.
They saying that if you don't meet a certain income bracket, we can't help you with housing. But here it is, we come to y'all with absolutely nothing. Everything we had is gone. If we had money in the mattress, it's gone. If we had money in the cookie jar, it's gone. So we come to y'all broke.
Those gathered want Department of Homeless Services Commissioner Seth Diamond to postpone the April 30th eviction as he had done in March. WBAI News contacted DHS several times about an extension on behalf of the families and awaits an answer. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.